You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
Here's Gergensen knocking it free behind the net. Came right out in front, the shot, they score!
I thought the guys did a terrific job. We stuck to our game. I liked the way the guys responded.
Mike Danger, we got Amherst hockey.
Yeah, they're in Cleveland.
Reaching in first, Gouley, DeSalvo takes it away, throws it on top, they shoot and score.
And that's all she wrote. 5-2, your final score from Quicken Loans Arena.
Gene Battaglia.
Here we go again.
Baltimore Ravens have traded Joe Flacco to the Denver Broncos.
Since Peyton Manning, the quarterback position in Denver has been mismanaged.
Nick Fangio worked with him for 2 years in Baltimore, Flacco's first 2 seasons in the league.
Antonio Brown yesterday went to Twitter and he said goodbye to Steelers fans as he's now said, sayonara, I want out.
Last I checked, Antonio Brown's under contract for 3 more years. So Antonio Brown can make all the trade demands he wants. Bottom line is, he wanted all that money. He got a nice contract. If he wants to complain and not show up, he just won't get paid.
Man, we love football out here.
Rochester sports leader, 95.7 ESPN.
Welcome back to the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia, glad you're with us this afternoon at AM 950, 95.7 FM, ESPNRochester.com, and the free-to-download radio.com app. And we're very excited to welcome in, and it's been about a year, I want to say, since we last spoke to now Sabres goaltender Linus Allmark. Hey, you were an Amherst goaltender last time we spoke to you. Linus, how have you been?
I've been really good. Thank you, guys.
That Linus, like, we're so proud of you. Like, it's like, well, we help promote you. We're so provincial here in Rochester. Linus, great job last night, particularly in the third, stopping some of those quality looks. Your thoughts on the win over the Islanders last night?
Well, it was just a pure team game, you know. We've been working a lot about our defensive strong play, and I think we pulled off a really good team effort yesterday.
Linus, across the ice from you last night, your counterpart, Robin Lehner. I'm just curious, do you still keep in touch with Robin?
Yeah, from time to time, you know. It's always, you know, we live separate lives, and we know how busy it is. But, you know, we send out a little text here and then. Nothing much. Just maybe, you know, when he was doing a really good job, and also when he was strong enough to kind of go out with everything that he's been through, and with the article that he wrote and stuff like that. Was always just wanted to reach out and say that what a terrific job for him, and very happy and what he's been going through, and that he's actually put through.
Yeah, that's certainly somebody we can all get behind, except when they're playing Buffalo. Robin Lehner last night, the goaltender for the Islanders. You've been in the U.S. now for a while, Linus. For you, was it a big adjustment coming over here, not just on the ice, but everything else that goes along with us? Because you have this young talent, Rasmus Dahlin, and he seems to be doing fine in this regard. Are you taking Dahlin under your wing here, so to speak?
Not really. You know, he's currently living with Milstad, so I think he is the guy that kind of helps him around. But he's been living by himself back home in Sweden too. So living by himself is not really a big change for him. So I would say that it's mostly like the life on the side is a little bit different, and also just the schedule overall. You know, we play 82 games in this league compared to like 55 back home in Sweden. So just that you play 30 more games in less amount of time, it's just a lot more different. So you got to be prepared every night, and sometimes it's hard, and it's a big change of going to play maybe 45 good games and maybe 10 bad. Now you play in this league and you play 45 bad games or good games, it ends up with having like 35 bad ones, you know. So you got to be prepared a lot more often.
Sabres goaltender Linus Allmark joining us here in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. And Linus, up until just recently, we didn't really know the story behind the decision that you had to make prior to the start of that playoff series last year with the Amherst. You know, be there for your teammates or go back home to your grandmother's funeral. You know, we know how emotional that time was for you. Take us through that a little bit. Have you done anything? What would you have done differently, if anything at all, from last season?
Well, looking back at it, you know, it was a very tough decision to make at that time. You know, I was, my mom reached out to me when I was at the hotel that night. So I would definitely taking the option to go back to my family in Rochester. is to be with my newborn son and my wife at the time. So I wouldn't go home all the way to Sweden because that was just going to be just a whole mess of just getting there. Mm-hmm. So just go back, be sad, and just let myself kind of feel sorry about myself and stuff like that, and just kind of have the support from the loved ones. Rochester and the guys were more than good to me during that time, just kind of be there as a supporting box too. But you know, you during those times you need to be around your family, and because that's when you can be as vulnerable as you need to be. So I would definitely that would be the only change that I would do, and maybe that would be enough to be like one day away from it, and you just kind of come back the next day. But it's hard to say, you know. It's always easy to look back and say, oh, I should have done this, I should have done that.
Yeah, I mean, and I think you won the respect out of a lot of Amerik fans talking around here. Linus Ullmark, our guest here in the Sports Bar, you brought it up. I mean, now, gosh, how old's your boy? He's got to be over a year. What's it like being a dad here, Linus?
He's actually turning 1 year next month, so we're preparing for that. I'm a little sad, though, because I'm on the road when he's actually turning one, so that's just how it is. You know, we're going to celebrate either right before or right after I come back. We haven't really decided yet, but yeah, it's been terrific, you know. And even though that I play a lot of hockey, you know, and it's a lot of fun, is whenever I get home and he sees me and he just smiles up, and everything that's hard or tough or bad about hockey just kind of disappears at that moment. But I got to give huge props to my wife, because she does all the hard work. You know, we're in a break during bye week, and I took the opportunity to be a full-time dad. You know, I almost felt even more exhausted being that than playing back-to-back and stuff like that. So she does all that stuff while still studying. So, you know, she makes a terrific job.
Linus, love where your head is at. I love the perspective that you've gained from being a father. Let's get back to the ice and talk about what the Sabre team needs to improve on here in order to make that push to the playoffs. We see how close this team is on many, many nights. What do you think needs to happen in order for this team to make a push into the postseason?
I don't think we really need to do anything more than we've been doing. The only thing that I think that we have to do is to be more consistent during a longer period of time. There's been some slumps here and there, and we know we're a good enough team to get through playoffs, so we just have to kind of challenge ourselves every night to go out there and be the best team and be the best versions of ourselves.
With the comments last week, did you and Sam Reinhart have to make nice there? I mean, did you take offense to what he said, Linus?
No, not at all. You know, you got to listen to the whole conference and not just those words. You know, I said it too. I don't know how many times I've been over here and misspoke or said the wrong things, and when I tried to say another thing, it came out wrong. So, you know, it's just part of the business. There was no hard feelings or whatsoever. So we were told about it, but it was nothing that we took offense or so.
Linus, you've got another Swedish goalie coming in Friday night into Key Bank Center. The Rangers coming to town, and Henrik Lundqvist on the other side of the ice. Was he somebody that you looked up to growing up, and do you know him at all? Have you spent any time with Henrik?
No, I just met him briefly a couple of times, some charity stuff and stuff like that. But yeah, obviously you look up to him as a fellow Swede, but it wasn't like I was looking at his game or so as a goalie. It's like, I want to be that guy. You know, I had my own idols growing up in Hasek and Raw. So, you know, always wanted to get to where he is as a goalie, of course, but not as a pure idol.
And, you know, before we let you go, Linus, you know, talk about some of the work you've been doing with the SPCA in Erie County. You've been helping dogs find good homes. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, first off, like, we always have a discussion in the beginning of the season, at least. And the Sabres are very willing to help us out as players if there's anything close to heart that we want to maybe try to make a change or something like that. You know, Bogosian has his Bogle Bunch, which has been a terrific thing to do. You know, we had the fundraiser done today. And so for me, I thought that doing some work back home regarding kids and stuff like that, I thought that I always wanted to do something about dogs or animals in particular. So for me, we reached out to SPCA and said, hey, do you guys have anything in mind that we might be able to work with and stuff like that? So the first step for us was more to create a little bit more awareness regarding shelter dogs and stuff like that. So we came up with this pretty neat idea about having draft picks every week and or every other week, and they kind of show people that what kind of dogs they have at the shelter, and know that I visited there once and kind of did a video about all the things and kind of promote the dogs that were there at the time, and luckily every dog got adopted pretty soon after. It was around Christmas time, and so we kind of have it every week or every other week, I said, with the draft picks, and hopefully we can keep it going and maybe create something even bigger in the future. But I'm very happy with how it's been as of now, and we always try to create some more happiness for more dogs.
Sabres goaltender Linus Ullmark, our guest here in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia. Linus, it's great hearing your voice. Glad we could get some time to catch up with you. I can speak for a lot of Amherst fans. It's, I know they're all proud of you and proud of the man you're becoming, and right before our very eyes, not only the man that you're becoming, also, the job you're doing for the Sabres this year. Keep up the good work. Best of luck the rest of the season. Stay healthy, and hopefully we get the chance to talk to you again real soon. All right, bud?
Thank you guys for having me. It was a pleasure.
Linus Ullmark, starting goaltender for the Buffalo Sabres, as the Sabres will be back in action coming up Friday night at Key Bank against the New York Rangers. There's some things in there we can go back to. It's interesting to hear the story. And again, if you're not familiar with the story, and I'll call it a dilemma, what do? You get the call on the night before the playoffs are to begin. Linus, now we know where he was. He was in a hotel room in Syracuse waiting for the first game, and his grandmother has died. And do you go back to Sweden, or do you stay with your team? Which family, so to speak, do you support? And he couldn't bail on his Amherst teammates. We all know what happened to the Amherst in the postseason, but I think it's interesting to hear Linus admit that, okay, maybe there was a third option. I could have just taken a day for myself to figure it all out, and that might have helped.
It's practically impossible, though. I mean, I think we too often take for granted the luxuries that are available to us, like flying across the country. The idea that you could be in California on the West Coast over the course of a quick 4 or 5 hour flight. I mean, to go to Sweden is not a that's not a light jaunt. I mean, you have to really carve out the time to be able to do that. That's not something where you can just say, "Oh, I'm just going to fly in for a day and fly out." It's just not realistic. You're doing yourself a disservice by going that route.
Yeah, and I did not know. I mean, you think of some of these sacrifices too. It's a big deal with your son's first birthday, and he's going to be on the road for that. So,
sure. Well, yeah. Look at Linus the person, and we knew this about him when he was here in Rochester. He's a great guy. He's a great guy. Always got a smile on his face, and you could tell just from his words. He's got his head on straight. He's got a good perspective. He understands the importance of family, the importance of being a dad, the importance of being there for his son. I loved everything that he's saying. And you know what? I hope it continues to translate into wins for him on the ice as well, because that's the kind of guy you want to root for. That's the kind of guy you want to get behind.
Well, before he became, finger quote, Linus Ullmark here, I remember the first time I met Linus, it was Meet the Players night at the distillery. And he's in town, and he's over there with kids playing rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? I mean, like, here's a professional athlete. You're just hanging out. Look, he's got his head on straight. And to me, just hockey-wise, I think it's pretty evident. He's your number one guy going forward.
He should be. And you got the stats to back it up. He's been the hotter goaltender as of late. But he also mentioned in our time talking to him that, back-to-back nights, they tire him. And you got a little bit of time here before Friday, your next game against the Rangers. I would expect that Linus would get the nod once again after performing the way he did last night in a win against the Islanders. So Linus Ullmark, if you missed that or if you came in late, listen for it on demand shortly here at ESPNRochester.com and the radio.com app as well.
We're going to have an Amherst in the studio. And look, I'm just saying, what did Rome have? He had the karma, the sports bar karma. It's real. if you're an athlete and you want to go up to the big leagues, C.J. Smith was here. He went up. Linus Allmark was here. He went up. Who is, oh, gosh. Who was the Red Wing that was in here? You remember that? And then he, literally, like, the next day he went up.
Granite.
Thank you. Zach Granite.
Yeah.
Victor. Now, Amherst fans, if this is true, be worried because Victor Olofsson's coming in the studio tomorrow to hang out with us.
Oh, nice.
So, Victor Olofsson, I would think he's going to be up in Buffalo at some point before the end of the regular season.
All right, good. So we look forward to Victor Olofsson, Rochester American, joining us tomorrow afternoon at 3:25, you said?
3:25.
In the sports bar with Danger and Bataglin. Again, Linus Allmark, our guest just now. We'll have that for you on demand shortly at ESPNRochester.com. We're going to spend some time next talking to Ryan Aber, who's the Sooners beat writer for the Oklahoman. We had Ryan on about a year ago this time to talk a little Baker Mayfield in advance of the draft, in advance of the combine, in advance of a new NFL season. Well, Kyler Murray has certainly grabbed a lot of headlines from Super Bowl week to earlier this week and in declaring, hey, 100% of my focus is going to be on the NFL.
Yeah, and this is... Is divisive a good way? I think it's somebody. Everybody has an opinion on where he should go. The height thing is certainly an issue. The baseball thing is certainly an issue. Dictating terms of where he goes. What role does his father play in all this? Or what role should his dad play in all this? I mean, some people are critical of the dad, but you're a professional athlete. You need somebody you could trust to guide you through all this. I don't know. I keep coming back to the height thing. And, you know, you may not be somebody that's into the combine. That Saturday, a combine weekend, I think it's March 2nd, the quarterbacks go. Oh, boy. We're watching that, right? Right? You want to see.
It's going to be on network TV. ABC is going to be carrying it. Yeah, we'll be watching that. I will contend that Kyler Murray finds himself in a very unique position where he can dictate the team that he goes to, with baseball being that background that he could fall back on if he's not happy. If, let's say, Jacksonville selects him in the draft. Nah, I'm not really interested. I'll just go play baseball.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying all the right things now, but could that change come draft time if a team selects him that he's not really fond of going to?
The other thing I keep coming back to, Danger, is this. Oakland would not have taken him right number 9 overall if they really, really, really thought he'd be going to the NFL, right? So what happened his senior year that all of a sudden, we knew he was going to be good. I remember reading the story. Hey, he's going to take over for Baker Mayfield, but we didn't, I guess until you get the opportunity to show what you can do. He was very good.
And then the other interesting storyline here, and I don't know that there's any likelihood of this happening, but Cliff Kingsbury's comments are going to stick with him up until the draft, up until that first overall pick. And boy, the PR machine in Arizona was working overtime yesterday, making sure that they put out a tweet saying, Josh is our guy. Josh Rosen is our guy. Okay, yeah.
He's your guy until he's not your guy. That's how this works. But on the other hand, and you used the phrase pumping the tires, yes, that's absolutely it. If you follow the NFL, you know Wednesday NFL soundbites are this. Tell us about the opponent. They're great. They're really great. Blah, 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 blah. They're great. You don't get anything interesting. So you can pull that quote out of context when Cliff Kingsbury talking about the Oklahoma, his opponent quarterback, saying he should be the number one overall pick in the draft. That's the context there. You're just pumping the tires there.
That's exactly right. All right. So we got a lot to discuss with Ryan Aber of the Oklahoman. He covers the Oklahoma Sooners. Also, what's keeping Lincoln Riley in Oklahoma? I thought for sure he was going to end up an NFL head coach this offseason. We'll get into that more next with Ryan Aber. He's in the sports bar.
Not to go to Cleveland, right? Right? I'll say right here.
Yeah, maybe. Ryan Aber joining us next. AM 950, 95.7 FM, ESPN Rochester.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.